DOT Mobile.
MKN4GFW. Yeah, doing very well this morning. And yourself?
A little bit today. Didn't sleep so well, so I am trying to wake up. Getting there, but not quite there.
Lots of sleep, right?
Man, yesterday turned out to be just an absolute gorgeous day for parts of it. I was thoroughly enjoying that.
57 degrees this morning. I took all the plants out of the garage. They'll be able to stay outside for at least a week and maybe get some water anyway.
Boys, they played outside all afternoon. Had all the neighborhood kids over at the house yesterday playing outside and hanging out and stuff. So it was nice enjoying that weather.
Park till what? Almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I could see. I could still see outside the past dinner time. That was very nice.
I'm going to get about a half inch of rain between now and Friday, so that'll be a good thing. Won't be a total washout.
Get some today. Is that what I saw?
Have a chance late this evening, this afternoon, about 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that.
Good morning, guys. KM4NAP. My phone shows 9 o'clock, 48%.
We had on the radar this morning, but it might be right, sure enough. And good morning.
Kick in this morning.
Yeah. All right, just trying to wake up. How's your run going?
Start, but can't complain. I haven't had any issues yet, so I'm going to leave it at that. And catch up while I try and catch up on this.
Weather time to get your tower up, Tim.
I was trying to get out unpacking some more stuff yesterday. I was unpacking the computer that I was using with my radio, so I was trying to get that set back up. So I'll probably work on that a little bit again today. Just depends on if it's raining this evening and I can't be outside, I'll probably be working on that, trying to hook some stuff up. So that'll be fun getting that back together too. So yeah, I got a big project I got to do in the front yard, and I've been waiting on it. I need about a week's time of no rain to let some of that stuff dry up before I tackle it, and then once we do that, we'll probably dig the hole for the base, for my pad, for my tower that same day. So we're getting close, but we gotta nick some of this rain before we tackle any of that.
In summertime, we'll get into a drought, and that ground will be brick hard then.
That's how it goes. So we'll see. But yeah, I've got a couple guys are going to help me out on digging a couple of trenches and stuff. And but we just gotta wait till it dries out so we don't tear everything up. So we're on. Got it on the list, and hopefully we'll be moving forward with that soon.
It's a QRP.
I'd like being able to do that, so that I could practice, with mobile setups and that kind of stuff, or portable setups, I should say. And so I like doing that, but I've got that 857, so it runs 100 watts. So whenever I'm just playing around and stuff and want to run 100, I can.
100's more than enough, it looks like.
I ever ran at the old house was just that 857, and if I was trying to do anything overseas, I'd run 100 watts, but I'd try to keep it around. I'd normally try to hang around 35 or so, and then if I was having trouble getting in somewhere, then I'd move it on up. But if I was really trying hard, I'd run it all the way down to 5 and just leave it there and see what I could do. And on digital modes, I could stay on QRP. saying 5 watts and have a lot of fun doing that. That's really neat, seeing how you can kind of cut through and, you know, just run it real low and still be very effective.
Digital stuff yet. I guess that might eventually be on the list.
I thoroughly enjoy it. It's, I don't know, there's something about it, just the thrill of running 5 watts and, you know, just running on just a sliver of the frequency there and being able to just go all over with it. It's just neat to me.
I feel the same way about just 100 watts and getting halfway around the earth.
I ground stake in for my portable antenna, so I might try, one day this week, putting it up as a vertical in the backyard and seeing what happens with that. I've never tried it as a vertical on that antenna. I've always run it just as a dipole setup, so that'll be interesting to see how that does.
Have to make a contact or whatever, give me a shout. I probably won't be on tomorrow, but after that I should be around the radio anyway.
I'll let you know what we end up doing.
Hey, baby, all boys don't go to sleep now.
To do KK4POT.
Idea, KN4TFW.
Send it myself. Not at all.
Countries yesterday.
Cut it on yesterday. I was having chills and fever yesterday.
Good. I hope you get to feeling better really soon. And I know them grandkids, they're going to catch everything and they're going to pass it on.
Right. I got this from the great-granddaughter. But after the fever broke, I was fine. Any contact over the big water?
I didn't even fire it up. Mama was off last night, so we just spent the day. Well, I had to finish cutting the back grass, and then we dug all the plants out of the garage and put them outside in the sun so they could get some water and everything, and just did some stuff around the house and then just kind of relaxed. I never fired the radio up and probably won't tonight because I got class.
I don't like sitting idle.
Get it out in the first year I had it.
And wear it out. I don't think you are.
Right. Well, I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here and kick this day off, see how much fun we can have. So 7-3 to you guys. It'll be a fantastic day, and we will catch you later. KK4POT.
Tim, have a good one.
7-3, Tim. Catch you tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Is it hot out tonight?
Right, it's 57 degrees. It's 18 degrees warmer than it was yesterday, they said. And that, but it's supposed to be like this for like the next week, so that'll be awesome.
If it don't drop cold again, then everybody's going to start getting sick again.
Get on my phone the next 2 weeks, and I don't see it getting down past about 48. Much of a winner to speak of.
See, Friday. No, we hadn't had much of a winter at all.
Yeah.
You're right on that. During the night in class.
I don't remember what the chapter said. I looked over it a little bit, and I tried to look at Kassler's videos, but man, I just couldn't get interested in it. It just was, yeah, just something that I was just struggling with and that. So it'll be a tough night for sure.
I'm having trouble with that digital stuff.
I mean, there's not a ton of it. You know what I mean? Last week was taking the signal from analog and turning it into digital to you know, to get it, to be able to filter it and do stuff, and then turning it back into analog so you could listen to it. But that's all done in the radio and that, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, the other stuff, PSK and all that stuff.
Real popular, but now that PSK, it's about died off now with all this FT8 and other stuff.
I will probably never use.
Right. I'm looking forward to, you know, making some longer distance contacts and, you know, just having some good QSOs on that rather than, you know, the contact and the signal report. I'd rather just talk to somebody for a little bit.
40 meters on Saturday morning, and I guarantee you, you can find somebody to rag you with. They got a bunch of nets that they just sit around and pass it around and chew the rag.
In any of those nets that, where they, you know, you check in and then they call you back and you rag chew. I haven't checked in any of those yet.
South cars, mid cars, E cars. Every now and then I'll do North cars. But most of the time I'll just find somebody to call in CQ and go back to them and sit there and talk for a while.
Done that a couple of times for sure. So cards.
I'll send you one.
I need to probably go ahead and order some and then figure out what I want it to look like and that, so that I can send some of these people some. Some of them have been really, really nice, you know what I mean? Ones that you sit there and rag chew with for a little bit and then not necessarily the ones you're just getting a signal report from.
Thing. Right off the top of my head, I can't remember where I got mine. I mean, they're nothing fancy, but I got 100 of them for like $19.
Looking online and that, I see them. If you get the, you know, the colored ones that are more like a postcard and that, they're only like $28 a hundred.
Get rid of these, I'm going to wind up in, I got some artwork I'm going to fix up, and that's going to be my official permanent one.
I think it's some kind of picture I needed to put on it, you know what I mean, to make it just be, you know, more personal rather than some of the ones that they just have.
Richmond State Transport's got a tour bus pulled over. Bus must have ran the red light.
Get to work where I jump on the interstate at, the DOT is always there. They always got something pulled over, and that they even have a pickup truck now with lights on it.
That youngest boy of mine, he DOT, but he does the presentations and stuff with the golf cart and goggles that make you think you're drunk and all that other stuff.
Well, I've made it to work, and that, so I'll say 73. Hope to catch you maybe later this evening or at least in the morning, and that. And I hope the rest of your route goes good, and that, and you make it home safe. KN4TFW.
You then have a good one, and don't work too hard, and have a good night in class. So we'll catch you in the morning. KM4 and AP Clicks in 7-3.